This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The American housing collapse was a major cause of the recession. The housing market is showing new life after 3 years of falling prices and too much supply. But now there are worries that banks could face big losses next on business properties. For example, one effect of a weak economy is less demand for office space. As a result, property owners earn less and charge less in rent. This puts pressure especially on owners who borrowed a lot of money. Easy credit helped fuel an explosion of development. The market hit a high point in 2007. Now, late payments are growing. Almost 3% of commercial mortgages were reported at least 90 days late between April and June. That was double a year earlier. One major lender lost more than $1.5 billion in the second quarter. Capmark Financial Group said it might seek bankruptcy protection from its creditors. Medium and small banks also face a growing risk. Banks hold one-and-a-half of the $3.5 trillion in debt that supports the commercial real estate market. Housing debt is much higher. Still, around $2 trillion in commercial mortgages are expected to come due for payment within the next 5 years. Commercial properties face two serious problems. One is falling prices, down by one-fourth since 2007. The other is refinancing. Most commercial real estate loans have terms of 10 years or less. They often end with a large payment, a balloon payment, which owners usually refinance. But lower property values and tighter lending requirements mean a harder time getting new loans. One way to make capital available for new loans is to sell mortgage-backed securities. But since last year, there has been little activity in the $750 billion market for commercial mortgage securities. The Federal Reserve recently extended into next year a loan program designed to get investors to buy more securities like these. The United States is not alone. Commercial rents in Moscow, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Mumbai have fallen 30% or more. American housing sales, though, have improved in recent months, helped by lower prices and a tax credit for first-time buyers. The S&P Case-Shiller National Index of Home Prices rose in April, May, and June. That was the first three-month increase in 3 years. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.